What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. Here we are, Thursday. The weekend is in our sights. Pun intended. Hope you're doing well. Subscribe, review. I got Bob and MJ in the booth, and they're making me feel ridiculous. All right. We're going to jump in. What are we calling this one? Finish your assignment. Wow. We talked yesterday about you. Look, for this all to make sense, you need to listen to yesterday's episode about making up your mind. Carlos Hathcock, which is the deadliest sniper in U.S. history. Don't forget anything else you heard. This guy wins all the awards. And he had the crazy mission. He sniped out Vietnam's assassin, got him a bullet right through the scope. Crazy stuff. And then Carlos wanted to retire. And when he wanted to retire, they had one final mission for him. And they said, will you quit? Will you basically don't retire? Because we need to send you on a mission. He said, well, what is it? They said, it could be a suicide mission, but I feel like nobody can do it but you. Here's the setting. There's a general in the North Army who, they kept taking land. They were increasing with their troops, and they were just conquering the Americans. And as history would say, they said, Carlos, we need you to go in. So he finally said yes. And they took him on the Delta ship to enemy territory. There was a field of 2,000-yard field. To get to the field, they're like, it could take you a week because it's sniper walking, so it's barely moving. And there's a field, 2,000 yards. There's a small 5-inch ditch that they needed Carlos to crawl into. When he got there, they needed him to stay. Don't move. And stayed there almost one full day because every single day the general comes out once a day to stretch. He comes out of the bunker, he does his little stretching, and as he's stretching, boom, you can take him out. So we're not even sure if this is going to work. There's so many areas where you could die, but they're like, I want you to do it. And he said, yes. So here he goes into the wild. And he goes on the mission and super quiet, middle of the night. Finally, I don't know what it was. I think it took him 4 days or something to get in there. 4 days or 4 weeks, something crazy. He finally gets into the area. And now at this point, I mean, he's starving, right? He's not, you don't take food with you. He's not drinking. So if he got thirsty, he would pop open the canteen just to like dab his tongue on the water. He's barely moving, all camoed out. And he was saying that as he was standing there waiting, because he's crawling across an open field with people's guns all pointed at his direction. They can't see him. I mean, this is an intense mission. And as he's doing it, he would go on to say that he had to be so still that he could feel the bugs biting him. He could feel the insects stinging him. And he said, more than ever, he started getting attacked in his mind that he wasn't going to be able to do it. Maybe I made the wrong decision. He's about 1,000 yards into the 2,000-yard field, and he's thinking, I blew this thing, man. I shouldn't have done it. Maybe I got a little too prideful off the last sniper, the last hit. I'm not sure I could do it. I mean, the ditch was waiting for him, the 5-inch ditch to hide in. And his mind's starting to go crazy. He's starting to have panic attacks, which he never really had before. The bugs are eating him. They're stinging him. And he can't move. And it was like 4 or 5 days, I think it was, to get in there. And he finally did. Even at the bunker, he thought to himself, I can't do it. And when they said to him, what made you still do it? He said, I had to just keep telling myself, I will finish this mission. I will finish my assignment. I made a decision to come here. I mean, he's walking at a small pace. The weather's bad. It's hot. And he's just making a decision. I'm going to do this. And as you can imagine, the bugs were biting him. He literally said it was the first time he felt like he was going crazy in his mind. Because it's just him not moving, going through all these regrets. And let me tell you something. If you're going to do anything for God, man, you're going to have to make up your mind that you're going to finish what God's called you to do. Right? Jesus is the Alpha and he's Omega. He's the beginning and he's the end. He's the great finisher. And if we're going to finish and do anything that God's called us to do, man, you better make up your mind. Make the decision. We talked a lot about choices that you're going to finish and do what God's called you to do. Look, you're going to get attacks. I said it yesterday. There will come a day. Job made great choices and had a day come. You might have the day of testing. This was Carlos's moment as far as work goes for his testing. And when he sat in that field and he said, I'm going to complete this mission, I just set out, I whispered to myself, I'll fulfill the assignment. I'm going to finish the mission. It empowered him to do just that. And you're going to hear about it after the break. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
And we're back. So here's Carlos in the field, making a decision, getting eaten by bugs, peeing on himself, that he was going to fulfill this mission and take out the general. And as he's in the five-inch ditch, he has his barrel focused on where the general would stretch, realizes that he hadn't come in a while, and all of a sudden, just as the sun was breaking, here comes the general out on the porch, ready to stretch. One shot, and the general was done. Carlos fulfilled the mission, and although he had greater kills, because Cobra was something else, this was another one of his greatest missions. And his final, this was his victory lap. He took out the general, everybody retreated, and what took him 4 or 5 days to get in only took him 4 hours to get out. And it's at that moment that he would later come out and say, look, I made up my mind. This is what I was going to do. The day of testing came, and the truth is he finished his assignment. And, you know, we don't live in a day today where people finish strong, right? They don't really finish what they begin. They're not really, you know, this isn't a diligent generation. And it's going to take a different person in today's day to really stand for truth and do what God's called us to do. You know? I was at we were at a concert last night. And, you know, we don't go to comedy. I don't really listen to a lot of music like that, but I'm connected to a lot of people. So I get tickets. I have access to, you know, help minister or just go to these things. And so we went last night. Bob came with us, man. We were all there hanging out and I don't know music today. And we're standing there and you just, you know, we're Christians, bro. So you're like bouncing to the beat. And then the minute you start thinking of what they're saying, you're just like, what's going on? What was the song? I don't want to go to school. I just want to break the rules. And then, yeah, I don't want to go to school. I just want to break. This is like 60,000 young people in this stadium. I don't want to go to school. I just want to break the rules. I mean, it was like a Hitler moment. Like, it was like a whole, a whole siege of people going, I don't want, like Roba, I don't want to go to school. I want to break the rules. And I'm just like, wow. You know, the Bible says power of life and death is in the tongue. So here's my thing. What are you declaring? Carlos Hathcock declared, I will finish my assignment. 60,000 young girls a few nights ago. I don't want to go to school. I just want to break the rules, get high and get lit and go to the club. So Carlos finishes his mission as he did, as he said he would. Are you not going to school and breaking the rules? What are you declaring? People don't realize that's the power of worship, man. Right? It's Jason Upton tweeted this week, there's many worship leaders that impacted my life and only a few of them play music. Like, what are you declaring? Like, what in your life? That's the power of worship. People that can declare over and over, he is my rock, he's my strength, he's my refuge. Some of you just need to change your words and start saying, I will finish my mission. Because what you declare, you're going to become. That's the bottom line. As a person thinks in the heart, so they are. Are you finishing the mission? Is there a dream you're living for worth even fighting for, man? It's not if your life gets difficult, it's when. And you've got to make a decision in your life that whatever you're living for is going to be worth you declaring, I will finish the mission. I will finish the mission. I'll finish the assignment that I'm here for. Whatever it is God's calling you to do, finish the mission. Do exactly what he's calling you to do for any season of time, and even if it's until death. You serve the plan that God has for you. The Bible says in Acts chapter 13, when David died, he fulfilled God's purpose for his generation. What will be said about you? When you die, will they say, oh, you fulfilled God's purpose for your generation? Or will they be like, well, I think he was a Christian? The difference lies in what you're declaring and what you're standing for. And so today, you need to declare, I will finish the assignment. I'll finish the mission that God has called me to. Today, you need to make up your mind, like Carlos did in the jungle, that you're going to stand for the things that God has called you to do. If you're blindly declaring in a stadium full of people, you don't want to go to school, you want to break the rules, that's probably what you're going to do. We know as believers that words have such power. And we, the Holy Spirit, gives us the anointing. So when we declare these words, they do matter. Choose your words wisely. Make a decision today that your words are going to edify and glorify God. Because when you do, you're going to take out a lot of enemies. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.